Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has a different threshold. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's story contains references to drowning. If all of that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. The autumn sky is bright blue overhead, and a chill wind playfully wisps through your hair. You don't believe it at first, but out of the corner of your eye, you think you see a small gray stone dancing and jumping around by itself. As you turn to get a better look at the stones, a burst of fiery red light flashes in front of you with a soft popping noise. Freaked out, you run. You run so fast that you barely realize you run to the edge of a small lake. Stepping out of the water, you look at the ripples that your feet made. To your shock, rising out of the lake is a horse made of clear, icy water. It looks deep into your eyes.
I know who it is.
Killian?
I know who it is.
Who is it and what's happening?
The water horse from Frozen.
Not just the water horse from Frozen. I said something about fire. So who else?
The fire horse.
It's not a fire horse.
A dragon.
He wasn't a dragon either. What was he? He was a lizard.
A lizard.
What was his name? Do you remember?
No.
Bruni. He's my favorite. Killian, today we are going to talk about the mythology of Frozen 2. Let's open up the Cryptid Catalog and find out more. Okay, so let's get started. So to start, what do you know about mythology in general? Not about Frozen, because you do know a lot about Frozen.
I do not know what mythology means.
Mythology, okay. So
archaeologists use that, and they don't even know what it means.
They do know what it means. But you're right, they do use it. So mythology or myths are stories and legends that are so important that groups of people base their whole religion or culture around the stories. We have Greek mythology with the Greek gods. Do you know any of the Greek gods? You do.
Zeus.
Correct.
And Hades.
Correct. And there's lots of other ones, right? We saw one when we were in Nashville the other day. Do you remember?
No.
Saw a statue of Athena. We have Egyptian, Norse, Christian, African, and so many more mythologies that we could spend hours and hours talking about it. But today, we are going to focus on Scandinavian mythology, which is where Frozen 2 pulls most of its inspiration from. Okay, really quick. This episode contains spoilers for Disney's Frozen series. If you have somehow managed to not watch Frozen yet, pause this podcast. Go watch them. They're amazing. And then come back. Everybody here have watched Frozen? We good? Have you seen Frozen?
Yes. I'm just going to give a few. So.
A few what?
Spoilers.
Well, I'm going to give some spoilers here.
Okay.
So, Killian, what are the four kinds of nature spirits that Anna and Elsa meet in the movie? Do you remember? Yes, but what were their, like, elements?
Leather horse that Olaf screamed at, like, ah!
Oh, so sorry to everybody. Okay, so he was a water horse, so he was made of?
E-R. E-R.
We're learning spelling, so everything is being spelled these days. He is made of water, so water is an element, earth is an element, fire is another one, and air.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember the Hex Girls song? Sing the Hex Girls song. Earth, wind, fire and air. Do you remember that? We may look bad, but we don't care.
Okay.
Do you remember? He's like, are you? He's like,
no.
He's like, stop thinking. So let's talk about air first. Do you remember what the air spirit in Frozen 2 was called?
The air spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Gary.
No, it was Gale. It has been a long time since you've watched Frozen 2. Gale. Remember Gale in Olaf? She like floats around Olaf with the leaves.
Oh, Gale.
Gale. Which is funny because we know that a gale is a strong wind. Like winds so strong that they're on the verge of being very powerful sea storms. But did you know that gale also comes from a Norse word, gala or gala, which means to sing. So it literally means that the winds are so powerful, it's like they're singing. So unfortunately, beyond Gale's name being rooted in Norse entomology, there really isn't a Norse spirit associated with the wind. The wind was mostly just helpful or not so helpful, depending on the type of day it was. But there are other
It made a tornado.
A gale wind would make a tornado, I believe. So there are other mythologies that have personified the wind and given them a more playful nature, like the Greeks and the European medieval cultures. But for the purposes of Frozen 2, Gale is just her own thing entirely. She's just fun.
Yeah, she's just minding her business, just blowing people away, just like an avalanche blow.
Avalanche doesn't blow, but okay. So now let's talk about my favorite spirit in Frozen 2.
I love Bruni.
Bruni the Salamander. So in mythology, salamanders were born in fires. And there are some stories that say that salamanders could create their own flames like Bruni. Stories go on to say that salamanders actually taught humans how to create fire for the first time. Did you know that on cold nights when Scandinavian families would gather around roaring campfires, they would add a dry log to the fire? And as the fire started to eat at the bark, there would be a loud hissing sound. And then, to everyone's shock and delight, a tiny fire spirit in the shape of a salamander would emerge from the fire. The tiny spirit would be covered in flames and race off into the snowy forest. Kind of like our friend Bruni, right?
Wait.
What?
I want to say something.
Oh, go ahead. You say something.
Mom, you don't have to do hand signals. Nobody can see you.
This is because Mommy is Latina and doesn't know how to not talk with her hands.
What's Latina?
Because Mommy is Cuban. Oh. It's a joke. You don't get it.
I don't get it. Yeah. That's fine.
Mommy just talks with her hands. That's what Mommy does.
Oh, like your hands have mouths?
Kind of, yeah. Okay.
I get it.
You ready to figure out ready to learn some more? So, I just said about they would see the fire spirits come out of the log, right? Well, there is an explanation for this little piece of folklore. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
During the colder months, salamanders apparently love to curl up and hibernate inside of dry firewood.
Yeah.
What do we do with dry firewood when it's cold outside?
We put it in a basket.
And put it in the fire, yes? So we throw it in the fire. Well, the fire wakes up the salamanders who are hibernating inside, and they race out of the flames. Sometimes they are on fire, too, as they race away. But don't worry, because the type of skin that they have, the fire really doesn't hurt them, and they are free to find another log to nap in. They probably roll about in the snow a little bit, too, to cool off. Isn't that cool?
That's what I see in TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
People just, like, burn their butts, and then...
Okay.
And then they, like... They're like, ah, and then they just go into the snow.
Yes. So it's kind of neat, though. The reason why I told you that was because it's kind of neat to see how real science and real things shape the way mythologies are told and stories and folklore and all that stuff is told, right? Okay. So let's talk about something big. Do you want to know what I'm going to talk about? the biggest of these elemental spirits?
The ogres! The rock ogres!
Yes, they're rock giants, but you are very close.
I like to call them rock ogres.
That's fine. So, Killian, the stone giants and giants in general are huge, and they're a huge part, no pun intended.
And from Jack and the Beanstalk.
Okay, of North and Scandinavian mythology. There really isn't a whole lot to break down here, just like we see in the movie. Large boulders of stone and earth rise up and create these massive giants that are the protectors of the land. Now, what do you know about the landscape of Norway, Killian? You can say you don't know anything. It is okay that you don't know about the landscape of Norway, but I will tell you that it is full of massive mountains and very deep valleys. So with all of these mountains towering above the villages, it's easy to see how stories over time would talk about massive giants shaping the mountains. Fun fact, did you know that Thor from the Marvel movies is a Norse god?
Who's Thor?
The one with the hammer.
Oh.
You haven't watched that movie yet, but you've seen him in the Avengers movies, remember? He has the long hair and the hammer.
Yeah, and that eagle hat. And the metal eagle hat.
Yeah, the metal eagle hat, yes. That's, yes, you're right. Oh, because you've seen him in the comics, not in the movies. Yes, okay. I was so confused how you knew that. Well, he is a Norse god. And there are even stories about Thor fighting giants. Doesn't that sound cool? So, Killian, it's time to talk about the last spirit that shows up in Frozen 2. Who's the last spirit? The water horse, which is the one you asked about for us to do. So, the water spirit. So, do you remember that when we talked a little bit ago about water spirits in our Loch Ness Monster episode? Do you remember how we talked about the Kelpies?
Yeah, the Kelpies.
What do you remember about the Kelpies?
That they were spirits.
Okay, yes. So you're right. They were water spirits that lurk in the shallow areas of large bodies of water, eager to snatch up anyone who gets too close to the water's edge. Remember that now?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So in Scandinavian mythology, we have the Nock. Nocks are very similar to Kelpies.
Yeah, Nock.
Yes, like that. In the way that they change shape and live in the water.
Just like Pennywise.
Sure. That's true. That is true. So most of the time when we read about Nox, they take the shape of a horse. And when Nox take the shape of a horse, they are known as the Bakahast or Brook Horse. Brook horses are said to challenge people's hearts. This can be seen
like they're in people's bodies and they like try to like rustle each other.
No. They're more so challenging their hearts to like make people see and realize what's really in their heart and if they're strong of heart.
Yeah.
Like emotionally. Does that make sense? No. Not strong like muscles strong. Oh. Strong like you have a strong heart, like you're kind and things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and sayings.
And what?
And sayings.
That's kind of heart is like a saying, yes.
Kind sayings.
Oh, like you say kind things. Yes, I guess, yes. So if you remember in Frozen 2, that's exactly what the Nock does. So you can see the scene where Elsa is running out into the raging water and the Brook Horse is fighting against her. The Brook Horse is challenging Elsa's heart. In the mythology, the brook horses would judge whether a person had a good heart or a bad heart. If they had a good heart, the brook horse would help the person in some way. And if they had a bad heart, the brook horse would attack them, oftentimes causing the person to drown. So I think by the end of things, Elsa was helped, right? The Nock decided to help Elsa a lot, didn't it?
Yeah, because she had a G-O-D heart.
Yes, she did. And that's what Elsa was trying to learn about herself, right? Was that if she had a good heart. So all of the mythology in Frozen makes sense, right? It makes sense why Bruni catches on fire and runs around. It makes sense why the giants are sleeping at the edge of the water and protecting the land. It makes sense why the Nock is challenging Elsa's heart and why Elsa proves that she is good of heart, and the Nock becomes her friend, remember?
Yeah, and now she has a queen of her heart?
Kind of. So, I will give you a tiny piece of bad news. Because today's episode was about Norse mythology, but mostly it was about Frozen 2, we don't really have a story to tell at the end. Because Frozen 2 kind of is the story.
Uh-huh.
So we don't have a story this episode, but we can kind of we can kind of give our listeners some homework and say that if you haven't watched Frozen or Frozen 2, you should go watch it. It's a very good movie. It's fun. And now that we've learned, it takes a lot from real Norse mythology or Scandinavian mythology and does a good job of telling the story. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So, buddy, that's the mythology of Frozen 2. Did you learn anything cool?
Did
the rock giants roam the earth? Did they protect the earth?
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I learned that the Nock was part Kelpie. I just thought it was a water spirit. I did not realize it was Kelpie in nature.
A C?
Yep.
K?
Nope. K-E-L... P-I-E.
Kelpie.
Maybe it doesn't have an E. Mommy actually doesn't know how to spell it. All right. What is your... Before we go, what is your favorite spirit?
A-L-L.
All of them?
Yes!
That is a good answer. I like Bruni and I like Gale. Those are my two favorites. Do you have anything else you want to say before we go?
Love you. Bye.
All right. Thank you for listening. I am Karina.
I am Gillian. And this is Daddy.
And this has been the Cryptid Catalog. Until next time.
Wait, stop.
Oh, jeez. Until next time, remember. Psst. It's your line. Remember.
The cryptids are watching.
There you go. Thank you for listening to the Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Beemisterfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Beemisterfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.